The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm joined here live and in person this morning with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Very much back and ready to go into my daily schedule after a very nice vacation, rest and relaxation.
Very good. And I know you have a lot planned, especially to see some people that have been waiting anxiously to know about Save-A-Lot. And you plan on being there in person on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So let our listeners know a little bit about what you're going to be doing there.
Okay, so first of all, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, I'll be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is under construction. So if you're planning on coming out to see me, come comfortably and coolly dressed and be ready to have a very nice tour of the store.
They don't need a hard hat either.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Good to know. All right. So you'll see what the progress is in the building out of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you'll have a clue about over the next 2 months what it takes to open a store such as the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with so many different items to choose from. And in addition to that tour of the store, I will have some free samples and some things at a very, very much reduced price. Super, super, super low price on some surprise items. So come on out and see me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center between 2 and 4, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week.
Let me interject by saying the items that you're speaking about with special prices are Janazon items. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the items I'm talking about, I have that line of Janet's Best Formulas. They are available on Janazon.com, and they certainly will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And, okay, so we have a special delivery going on in the studio as I speak. But the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, from 2 to 4, we will have the Janet's Best Formulas. The Janet's Best Formulas being the Janna Juice, one of my favorites. Janna Juice is a selection of many different super fruits in two capsules. So if you didn't have time to make your smoothie that morning, or you're interested in just another little support to your antioxidant status, come on over to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 to 4, and a very, very special price on Janna Juice.
We are certainly looking forward to that, Janet. And I know that the listeners are anxiously awaiting for the arrival for the Save-A-Lot to open. And the plans are right now that we will be open sometime around the middle of November. But as you pointed out, we'll be letting our listeners know the progress. And, of course, the progress can be seen in person by visiting at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. And that is a half a mile south on 441. And when you're going south on 441, it would be on the right-hand side in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. And we are in the south end of the shopping center with Penn Dutch. Another point, you had brought up credit unions last week in one of our discussions, how important you feel that they are. And as I mentioned, there is a credit union located right in the shopping center where Save-A-Lot is, and it's the Bright Star Credit Union.
Wonderful to know.
And I think people that are interested in joining a credit union like that, I think it's a great place to start with.
So if people are feeling a little bit abused by the very huge banking corporations and a lot of the fees and so on that they charge for different services, you might check out what credit unions offer, because they are much more in tune with the needs of the community and essentially part of the community, not a faceless banking corporation.
Well, I know in one of our previous shows I stated that I happen to prefer doing business with First Citizens, who I find to be easy to do business with because they like to work with a handshake like I do. However, that's not going to prevent me from going into Bright Star and opening up an account.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you and our listeners know that I am with you. There's no way I would bypass or not take advantage of saving.
Mm-hmm.
Because today's cost of living is horrendous, and you want to look for every possible niche that you can find to help save you money on a daily basis. So moving along, we are looking at many different areas to discuss today. And I thought one of the first things that we could discuss has to do with the number one reason why people are dying today. And the number one reason they're dying today is because of heart disease. So this study says for patients with severe coronary artery disease, heart bypass surgery can reduce the risk of heart attack and improve overall quality of life. But now researchers report the possibility of a new treatment that may be even more beneficial without the surgery. Now, when I looked at this and I said, one of the best things they could do would be chelation therapy. And that's something that I've been doing now for probably about 18 or 19 years. And when I read further in, which we're going to discuss this morning, they're speaking about CAD, which is coronary artery disease, is the most common form of heart disease in the United States. And it's responsible for more than 370,000 deaths in this country every year. The condition arises when plaque builds up in the coronary arteries, partially or fully blocking the flow of oxygen-rich blood to the heart muscle. The blockage can cause heart attack, angina, severe chest pain, and over time, heart failure. I know over the years, Janet, you've probably dealt with thousands of people that have had heart conditions that you have helped overcome. And I know there are different protocols in your library of history that have helped people. And maybe as we go through this particular article, you could discuss some of your beliefs of what people should be doing to prevent any coronary artery disease. And if they do have coronary artery disease, what they can do to help prevent it from going further, which leads to death. And that's something we all do not want to face, especially if we have many, many years ahead of us that we should take advantage of living and living a healthy life. So if you want, we could start with one of your first protocols having to do with people who are trying to prevent coronary artery disease.
Okay. So in the vein of prevention, which is unfortunately not the usual priority that people come to see me about, they much more often come to see me about taking care of a problem that has developed. So in the vein of prevention, which I think is so important, a basic, these are really basic, almost no-brainers, but a lot of times when we're in the midst of our busy schedules, we're not necessarily thinking about these things. So number one, hydration. Drink enough water. And if you don't necessarily, if you're one of those people who does not necessarily like to consume water, think about adding a little bit of a flavor, either a flavor powder or flavor liquid. I just recently discovered a peach mango liquid that just a few drops in my water is absolutely delicious. But now Brand has something called Slender Sticks. And Slender Sticks is powder and sweetened with stevia. Comes in a couple of different flavors. I don't use the whole stick in a quart of water, but rather use maybe a quarter of a stick in about 16 ounces of water. Absolutely delicious and supportive of metabolism and tastes good. So, hydration, number one on my list. The proper fats. You are adding the hydration aspect so blood flows more freely through your body. And one of the supportive substances that's going to enhance that ease of circulation, omega-3 fatty acids. Now, you might think about something, an omega-369 formula. You might use borage oil, currant seed oil. There are so many different choices out there. Salmon oil. One of my favorites is from Wiley's, and it's wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and it has very significant doses of EPA and DHA. EPA is going to help enhance circulation as well as reducing inflammation. Now, that critically important part of reducing inflammation means that the interior of your blood vessels will not necessarily grab on to metabolic debris in your blood and over the long term cause blockages and occlusions. So, reduce inflammation, hydrate, omega-3 fatty acids, the Wiley's DHA EPA formula from wild-caught Alaskan salmon, as well as the other quality choices. It could be olive oil. It could be coconut oil. It could be any number of different choices for high-quality fats. High-quality fats going to be allowing improvement in your circulation.
We're coming up on an intermission, Janet. So let's hold the rest of your thoughts on that particular subject. And when we come back, we can go into it further and explore the other possibilities of how people can prevent CAD.
So many different choices to prevent circulatory and coronary artery disease. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And here we are back again on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we're talking about prevention of coronary artery disease. Al?
Number one killer.
Number one killer. I hate that.
Well, that's what it is, and that's what we're faced with. And I think people should know they have alternatives as to how to deal with it. It's not going to your doctor and getting a prescription stating this is going to help you overcome CAD. That is not the issue. It has to start from someplace. And I think Janet is going to be able to give you some of the starts that you should be looking at to prevent it from happening in the first place. And then I know we'll get into the aspect of what happens if you do have CAD and you are faced with either open heart surgery, which I had 22 years ago and was able to overcome in a very short period of time. Because of chelation therapy in my mind. But here again, it's also talking about exercise and less stress, good night's sleep, and a whole host of many other things. But it starts with a supplemental program of both good nutrition through vitamins and herbs and other forms of supplements, in addition to a program of eating properly. So we're going to explore all those things.
So we have so much to explore, and people are not going to find these tidbits of helpful information from their doctors. Most doctors just are not going to converse with their patients about what we talk about here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. So you're talking about, you know, okay, so you see your doctor and you hear what your doctor has to say, and maybe he offers you a prescription. So that's kind of like a hot button for me. Oh, think about all those people who are taking blood pressure lowering prescription medication. Has that brought about a dramatic change in the death rate from coronary artery disease? No, indeed. And those prescription medications have been on the market for many, many, many years, 60 or more years. And the other category that the doctors offer to people, cholesterol lowering medications. And the idea is you don't want that occlusion in your blood vessel. You don't want cholesterol building up and creating blockages. Well, those medications that have been on the market for 30 years really have not done very much to reduce the rate of coronary artery disease. So if you really want to protect yourself, it's up to you. And hydration, number one, the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, my favorite, but for people who prefer other choices, 369 mixtures, Udo's Choice, he has a fabulous combination that has a mix of very supportive, health-supporting oils. So those are two places to start. We talked yesterday a little bit about stress. Stress makes your blood vessels constrict. Mm-hmm. When your blood vessels constrict, it puts extreme stress on your heart, a very high demand for heart activity. And if we just learned stress management techniques, that too would tend to minimize some of the problems that people have with heart and circulation.
Well, moving forward, in this particular study, which was published in the Journal of PLOS Biology, researchers reveal how a protein called AGGF1 triggered new blood vessel growth, effectively bypassing the blocked blood vessels to treat heart attack in mice. What is more, there was no surgery in sight. Now, I know when the doctors perform normal open heart surgery, what happens is the heart finds new avenues for blood vessels because the arteries that may have been opened through surgery or bypassed through surgery now are limited in what they can do. So the heart and its own wisdom and ingenuity, as well as your body, seek to find other avenues of how the body can produce additional blood vessels, bypassing any blocked blood vessels. So this particular drug, and it is a drug, AGGF1, was able to do that by inducing additional blood vessel formation. So in the area of people that have had heart conditions, Janet, that may have gone through bypass surgery, that may have stents, which is something that is done through an angiogram where they may find blockages, and rather than having the patient go through the open heart surgery, the doctor may feel that a stent is the procedure that should be followed. But here again, you're talking about very dramatic surgery to the body, which can lead to death because there are side effects when you do surgery. And you never know what the outcome is going to be. You may have good doctors, great hospitals for them to work in, but you're still dealing with the possible side effects. Whereas I personally, as the points that you mentioned earlier with the fish oils and anything else having to do with supplementation, I know of no side effects. The only side effect I could ever think about with people that are taking fish oils is they don't like the taste or it repeats on them and they have trouble absorbing it and digesting it because of that reason. However, that can be overcome also very, very easily.
Lots of suggestions to overcome that.
No question about it. So maybe we can now get into the area where if people do have the coronary artery disease and have been faced with a stent or bypass surgery, what they can do to prevent it from happening again or making their condition worse.
Well, one of the things that I think so many people do that has the potential to make the situation worse is taking calcium supplements. Calcium supplements are recommended pretty much around the, across the board. And those calcium supplements, if you don't have high acid content in your stomach, if you don't have the balance of other minerals, the calcium deposits not only in your bones, but in your joints, creating inflammation that ultimately leads to a diagnosis of arthritis. But the more lethal deposit happens in blood vessels. So not only does the calcium deposit in the interior of the blood vessels where there is inflammation involved, but also deposits in the wall of the blood vessel, making the blood vessel stiff. So by eliminating or significantly reducing the calcium intake and being very mindful of magnesium intake. Magnesium is going to be supportive of your heart muscle contracting and relaxing as it should with each beat of your heart, but it is also preventive with regard to abnormal deposits of calcium. So you want to significantly reduce the intake of calcium from a supplemental point of view and support magnesium intake with supplements that are providing chelated versions of magnesium. Magnesium may be very difficult to absorb, and so you want to begin introducing it very gently, and you want to make sure that it has the supplement that you're choosing has a variety of chelated versions of magnesium, minimizing the intake of magnesium oxide and using other forms of magnesium.
So would you venture to say that magnesium is one of the best nutraceuticals, minerals that can be taken by anybody in the human body, especially for those people that have problems with their heart?
Well, when you think about all of the fabulous things that magnesium does, helps to relax your muscles, helps to relax your blood vessels, helps to relax your psyche, so to speak, so that you are more likely to get a restful, soothing night's sleep. It helps to support regularity, so you're getting rid of metabolic debris in an efficient manner. So there's so many different things that magnesium does. Very important for your heart, top of the list.
Can you, so this marries up pretty well with fish oils, the two
beautifully
ingredients. And that's done on a daily basis. And compliance is an important factor in the whole issue. I know that over the years, you find the biggest excuse people have in why they didn't get better or why they're having difficulty getting better is their issue of compliance. And I know that's an issue that I have found in my experience in dealing with people, that they, for some reason, they fall off the wagon. Similar to what an alcoholic, if he gets off the wagon and starts drinking, he has side effects. And the same thing would apply for people with cardiovascular disease. If they have the disease already, compliance is most important, that the program that they're on, they make sure they take every single day. Otherwise, they're going to lose the effect of what they started with.
My viewpoint might be a little bit different than that, that the challenge is to create a program for an individual that they're able to follow. And some people, one of the ways that I would start with them is Monday, Wednesday, Friday that they take their supplements, because there is a little bit of resistance there. Sometimes I would give people a program where they would be able to mix certain powders into soups or shakes or drinks or some of the food that they're consuming. So it is a very individualized approach how to create a program so that people will maintain it and stay with it and ultimately feel the benefits of it. And that's one of the things that I say to people. You very much want to do something that works for your schedule. And I'm getting a little bit of a signal, and that signal might be time to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back. You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAVA-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we're talking about coronary artery disease and what people can do in order to prevent those symptoms that ultimately lead to coronary artery disease being the biggest killer of Americans, and I'm sure around the world as well. There are, I mentioned hydration, I mentioned fish oil, I mentioned magnesium, and now There are three more items that I, supplements that I think are very important. And number one, coenzyme Q10. The highest concentrations of coenzyme Q10 are found in the cells of the heart muscle. So you don't ever want to let your CoQ10 status suffer. And as we age, we may need more and more of it. And it isn't so readily available from foods. So ubiquinol, being a metabolite of ubiquinone, is much more energizing, much more readily usable by all of the cells of your body, as well as your coronary, your heart cells. And so for each contraction of the heart, pardon me, coenzyme Q10 enhances the amount of blood flow through the different chambers of the heart. So it is an energizer, so to speak, of the heart and will help to raise blood and tissue oxygen levels. When you do that, everything works better. Your immune system, your brain, your energy, all the systems work better with oxygenated blood. The next item that I think is very important is garlic. And Kyolic has a line of garlic products specific for cardiovascular, for cholesterol, for blood pressure, for immune function. So you think about all of the different benefits you get from using garlic, garlic in your diet, and garlic as a supplement does wonders. So if you've never had garlic as part of your supplement regimen, you might think about doing it. And the very nice thing about the Kyolic formula is it is an aged garlic extract, and consequently, there is also a process in that formulation reducing the perceived garlic odor. Then my last suggestion before we move on, Unique E. Unique E is truly that, a dramatically different combination of tocopherols. So you have mixed tocopherols and a new version from the people who produce the Unique E is tocopherols and tocotrienols. And that combination, that whole vitamin E, all of the aspects of vitamin E, does wonders. Circulation, brain, hormones, immune system, and very supportive of your heart.
Well, you certainly gave people a lot to consider, especially if they're faced with CAD, which is coronary artery disease, and ways to do it so they can comply with it by giving it to them in an easy manner so they can comply, starting off with only several days a week until they can move up to a higher level, accepting more in their body. Another very interesting part of our industry, Janet, is the topic of cholesterol. Now, we've discussed cholesterol and so many other hosts on different radio shows on this particular channel and other channels that have gone into the misinformation that maybe mainstream medicine has given us about the dangers of cholesterol. However, there is one area that I would like to discuss now, and in the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, has concluded that the current evidence is insufficient to assess the balance of benefits and harms in screening for lipid disorders in children and adolescents which are 20 years or younger. And the report appears in the August 9th issue of the Journal of American Medical Association, which is a very prestigious journal. And in it, they're saying that elevations in levels of total low-density lipoprotein, which is LDL, and the non-high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which they classify as HDL-C, again, is an important factor in how ages from 8 to 17 have elevated levels of total cholesterol. Now, what do you make of a adolescent or a child that's 8 years old to somebody up to 17 years old where mainstream medical doctor says to them, your cholesterol level is too high?
That's a challenge. Fiber is one of the best ways, I think, to lower cholesterol in children because there are a variety of ways to deliver that fiber to them. And we think about what we feed our kids. Chicken nuggets.
Probably the number one meal of any kid today, chicken nuggets.
Right. What's on the outside? Bread. What will raise your LDL cholesterol? That bread. Starchy carbohydrates and sugar. What do we give our kids to drink? Juice boxes. Sugar. Oh, but it's from juice. Yes, it's from juice. However, it's sugar. So there are two very immediate approaches that you can use to minimize the potential for your child developing high cholesterol. So you might think about pulling off the breading or buying chicken nuggets that don't have breading on them. Oh, well, my child loves to dip the chicken nuggets in ketchup. What's ketchup?
Sure.
Primarily sugar. So if we just make a little bit of an effort to begin altering our kids' diets, we're going to see that it isn't fat and beef that have taken a big beating with regard to this cholesterol, but it is the starchy carbs and sugar. So altering a kid's diet, letting them have whole fruit instead of a juice box, giving them water, possibly with some little bit of a flavor enhancer if there's a resistance, and minimizing the starchy carbs. So reducing the use of waffles or high sugar concentration cereals in the morning, and creating a number of different approaches. There are some wonderful recipes for pancakes with protein powder added to them. So you can really support the nutrient levels of pancakes that you make at home, and you can make a big stack of them and keep them in the freezer rather than going to the grocery store and pulling out a box of waffles that the profile of ingredients doesn't necessarily suit your taste or suit the good health of your child.
Well, let me ask you a technical question. And as a nutritionist, I'm sure you've probably heard this over the years. How do you overcome the use in kids of their number one vegetable? You know what that is? French fries. The number one vegetable for kids, French fries.
Okay. One of the ways I would suggest would be to begin very gradually introducing sweet potato fries into the mix of French fries. And then you might alter that approach a little more, providing sweet potato chips rather than French fries. And I think even more than the problem with the French fries is the problem with ketchup. So you've got this intense starchy carb from the French fry and sugar from the ketchup. And it's no wonder that we have a little bit of an issue with hyperactivity and elevated cholesterol in our kids.
Well, do you think that a elevated cholesterol level, it should be the same as an adult?
No, there are different ranges of cholesterol. And I'm going to say the mainstream medical community and their allowable ranges for cholesterol may be faulty. And I would turn to other sources for recommendations with regard to cholesterol. There are going to be ups and downs in the cholesterol levels in kids, depending on stress, depending on the level of exercise, depending on changes in their diet. So I don't think that it's really easy to create a number, one size fits all. What we really need to pay attention to in our kids are triglyceride levels. I think that, unfortunately, cholesterol's been getting all the press, and triglycerides contribute greatly to the damage to a variety of different functions in the body.
Well, when you think about it, I personally believe that the kids probably, when they get their iPhones or cell phones, is when the obesity epidemic gets full-blown. Because up to that point, they've been able to move about doing exercise, playing games with their friends, being out in parks or recreation places or school programs that have physical exertion classes that gives them the opportunity to burn off some of that bad cholesterol that they may have accumulated by eating incorrectly. However, I think the worst part of it, though, comes when they get those phones. And how many kids do you see today walking from place to place with the iPhone right in front of them? They must see what's going on there. I mean, the same thing applies to adults when you look at it, because there are more adults today that are obese than ever before. And the reason being is that they're sedentary. They didn't get off their butts to do anything, and all they're doing is looking at their iPhones and doing nothing. And they're just reading. Not that reading is bad. It's good to stimulate the brain, but not when you do it in place of what you should be doing with respect to exercise. I know you have some comments about that.
Oh, I think we are the older generation kind of attempting to find ways around what the cultural changes are that are happening that ultimately will produce illness in the population. So many different interruptions to physical activity, so many interruptions to the whole part of choosing your foods wisely. So Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to be a beacon of hope, so to speak, where people can come and not only get the high-quality organic food choices that are supportive of good health, but get the information they need to implement it and gradually introduce it into their diets. And to our listeners, we're coming up on a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida. 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon. And welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Just a reminder, I will be available for free tours of the store, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate on 441, just south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 2 to 4. So come on over, see the progress of construction, talk to me. I will be there to give you a tour. I will be there with free samples. I will be there with very special prices on my Janet's Best formulas as an introduction to those who might not necessarily have yet seen my Janet's Best formulas. And that will all be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 2 to 4. And Al, you have some very special announcements as well.
That is true, Janet. We look forward to having guests on our show to let people know about different product lines and different avenues they may look to pursue as either alternative to what their medical doctor can offer them or what their own people have said to them or their own relatives have said to them. So we're going to try and give you as much information as possible to make intelligent decisions how you can improve and maintain good health. And one of the special guests we have coming up on Thursday is the man who I believe helped put Whole Foods stores in the South Florida marketplace. And you're going to hear some exciting stories, I'm sure, over past years and past radio shows that he has done on this particular station. And I'm going back probably 20 years ago. So he is well known in the industry, and he also happens to be a jazz musician. So he'll be talking about jazz, and you'll understand why his nickname, and I say nickname because he goes by Cousin Richie, why, how he developed the name Cousin Richie. So that's Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's a show you definitely don't want to miss. He's a great deal of fun, a lot of laughs, and some outstanding information. Friday's show, we're going to have the owner and the formulator for many of the products that you will see on the shelves at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as other health food stores around the country, because he's a national leader in the area of supplementation to the public. And I'm speaking about Mr. Jaro Rogovin, who is the owner of Jaro Formulas and Jaro Industries, and has been a mainstay in this marketplace for over 30 years. And my hat's off to him for maintaining the belief that he wants to stay only in the health food store channel rather than going mainstream. And I think people have seen over the years many different health food companies being sold to national companies that have no interest in maintaining the same quality of standards or the same standard of qualities that were maintained by the original owners of a particular company. So it should be a very interesting and stimulating discussion with Jaro Rogovin, if we can prevent him from talking politics, which is going to be our job. He's going to have to stick to the subject.
You're saying his commitment to this industry and to upholding certain quality standards so important, because when you start to compare mainstream manufacturing standards with what the standards are in this industry, there is such diversity and so many negative components in mass-produced supplements. And Jaro Rogovin is at the forefront of maintaining quality standards in Jaro formulas. The other thing is, he is a leader in the industry with regard to maintaining legislative connections that support the health of this industry. And there are many forces, let's say pharmaceutical forces, that would like to push aside this industry. And when we see the important connections that Monsanto has forged with the FDA and essentially making legal progress to put their chemicals at the forefront and push out natural substances. So, that political connection is something we might not want to discuss, that fiery part of his political connection, but possibly to talk about the legislative efforts that he's made over the years.
I'm sure he will make a point of discussing that. He's very proud of what he's done.
He should
be. And he has every right to be, without a doubt. We only have a few minutes left, and what I thought we could do is talk about a situation that a lot of older adults are facing. And I think the last figure I saw was 27 million American adults are faced with this situation. And the situation is osteoarthritis. And researchers have uncovered evidence that cellular senescence, whereby cells stop dividing, is a cause of osteoarthritis. And they suggest targeting these cells could offer a promising way to prevent or treat the condition. Over the years, Janet, I remember one of the first supplements to come out was the glucosamine chondroitin combination. I don't know, maybe it was 15 years ago, 16 years ago that it first came out. And people started using it and found some great relief. And over the years, there's been many improvements over those two materials that are found in the osteoarthritic supplements that people have been using. And I know you have a lot of experience dealing with patients and people who have come in to see you over the years with osteoarthritis.
So, number one, one of the things that I suggest is reduce your sugar intake. Very important to minimize that sugar from all different sources. And people are kind of surprised when I tell them that they might want to minimize their intake of fruit. People often are confused. They think that they can substitute fruit for vegetable. Not so much. So reduce the sugar, increase that intake of high quality water. And for people who are dealing with, let's say, a family history of osteoarthritis, you might want to consider one day a week of doing some reverse osmosis or distilled water. That water will pull excess oxidized mineral debris from your body, and that is a helpful approach to minimizing the discomfort associated with osteoarthritis. Unfortunately, far too many people are turning to things like Tylenol and Aleve and Advil and don't understand that there are many natural substances that have anti-inflammatory aspects as well as pain relieving aspects. So some of the different choices in the health food stores, there are garlic formulas, as I mentioned before. There are omega-3 fish oil formulas, as well as the glucosamine and chondroitin, glucosamine chondroitin MSM. And there is a wide range of different turmeric-based pain-relieving choices. Those formulas tend to reduce inflammation and also have a beneficial effect about relieving pain. And I talked before about reducing calcium supplementation. If you get that correct ratio between calcium and magnesium, then the possibility of calcium depositing in your joints and breaking down cartilage and causing stiffness and discomfort with your ligaments and tendons, then you are certainly far ahead of the program to minimize the possibility that you will develop the pain and discomfort, stiffness, and lack of flexibility associated with osteoarthritis. You want the calcium in your long bones, and there are different vitamins that you can take, vitamin D being the most well-known, and vitamin K that's available to literally pull the calcium out of your bloodstream and drive it into your long bones. So there's so much naturally that you can do to minimize the possibility that you develop osteoarthritis.
Do you find that there are certain foods that people should stay away from if they have osteoarthritis?
Okay. Caffeine is an issue. We have 1 minute left, so I have to talk super fast. Okay. Caffeine, sugar, dehydration, lack of water, all of those are important considerations. But sugar, 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 and starchy carbs, they're offenders in this case.
Well, let's take a minute and just remind our listeners that you will be at Save-A-Lot tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday from 2 to 4, meeting people, taking for a quick tour of the new Save-A-Lot store, giving them free product that they could take home with them, as well as offering special prices on the Janazon products that you have made and been successful with because it's helped a great deal of people.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.